Jeff Kelly joining us live this morning from Investigative Post. We've been hearing over a week now, Jeff, about outside agitators infiltrating the Buffalo protests. We've heard it from Mayor Brown, from Erie County Executive Paulin Kars, Buffalo Police, even DA John Flynn. You've been looking into this. Is there any evidence of it?
There is not. There's no evidence in the arrest records back when the police were still making arrests. It turns out that of the 30 arrests made in the first 4 or 5 days of protesting, all but one of those people arrested were from Western New York, most of them from the city of Buffalo. Some came from as far away as, you know, Kenmore, and even further, I suppose, like Randolph in Cattaraugus County. There was one person who gave the police a downstate address. But really, as the head of the police union told me at the time, these people are from Buffalo. This is Buffalo. This is not some imported anger or agenda.
How much of this is a real concern of people from the outside coming in versus maybe just not wanting to admit that people here in Buffalo and Western New York, are capable of taking advantage of a situation and going and looting or smashing things up?
Well, I mean, I think you've put your finger on it in a way that we've seen this term outside agitators being used not just in Buffalo, but in municipalities across the country as these protests rage on and foment and swell, and which suggests that, like, people are far too busy on the outside to travel to Buffalo to agitate. But, one of the reasons that this meme keeps coming up, that this theme keeps getting repeated, is that it is a way for politicians and leadership to sort of inoculate themselves against addressing the problems that protesters are bringing up, to say, this is not really our problem. People are bringing it in from the outside, and to alienate protesters from each other. Again, the evidence suggests that's not the case, that these problems are homegrown and so need to be addressed here.
Jeff, do you know where that intelligence originally came from?
Yeah, I mean, police officials and elected officials wouldn't share everything with me. But the impression one gets is that the majority of the evidence is really just social media. It's chatter on social media about different groups planning to come to protests. But we all know as journalists and as just everyday people how reliable social media is as an arbiter of information. There was some further intelligence too, I'm told, but the majority of it was just social media.
Do you know of the arrests, that the records that you've been going through, if these people belong to certain organizations or maybe similar organizations?
Not the sort of organizations that law enforcement and elected officials try to drum up fear about. Right-wing or left-wing activist, sort of not regular, just sort of activist groups, but groups that seem to be into it for stirring up trouble. No, these are not members of it. These are just people in the neighborhood.
All right, interesting, Jeff. Thanks for the time this morning, Jeff Kelly, with Investigative Post.org.